Have you taken the time to look at how your relationship is with your kids? As you as parents, how is your relationship with your parents? And looking at where is your relationship with God? And that's what leads us to today's sermon. Relationship with God. Is it right? Or do you have things that are getting in your way? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for this service. I pray for this sermon that your words be heard and that we hear that, yes, there's things that are blocking us from you. May the things of this world be taken from us and give us the ability, Lord, to see you, to see the value, to spend time with you. I pray this in your name. Amen. Well, let's start in the very beginning. Where would that be? In the beginning would be Genesis. In the beginning, 1:1, God created what? The earth. He created everything. And then Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image. And the image of God, he created him, male and female. Here's the young people. God created everything. Everything you see here, God created. And then God created human. And in Genesis 2:15, we see the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it, to take care of it. I just want to make sure it's clear to everybody. We are meant to work. There is no getting out of this. We are humans. We are meant to work. But then we go on to Genesis 2:19. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. He brought them to man to see that he would name them. And whatever the man called each living thing on earth, that was its name. Man created all the names. They had a relationship together. God and human had a relationship. And human loves spending time with God. But then we see in Genesis 3, verse 8, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord, and he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they were hidden from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. What happened? What separated them from God? Sin! Say it loud! Sin! And that's what we're going to be looking at today. Deuteronomy 5:7. We are told, you shall have no other gods before me. What does that mean, the word no? No! Stop! Not just a little bit, but it means stop. So here, let's go forward with our play. And let's look at the love that was sometimes we as humans have. How about for the love of money? Does money, power, things matter to you? Money will sometimes tempt human. And the value of money will keep us from God and become apart and away. And how about also for relationships? I wonder if we can cue up the music to go along. How about relationships? And we can look, and sometimes relationships will keep us from God. Things are more important. People, spending time with them, keeping us from the Word. And how about stealing? The stealing, things that aren't ours, we as humans sometimes want somebody else. They call that covenant. Covenant what the other person has gets in the way. How about smoking? It could be smoking a cigar, smoking a marijuana. It could be this, even chew. Things that are more important than God getting in our way, causing difficulty with us, keeping us from God. Look at all these things that are keeping us from God. How about drinking? Partying? Alcohol? I mean, you're not even under control. But the bottle takes control. It takes control of us. Our sins are taking control of us. How about anger? Anger or food? The love of food. I mean, just think of all the times that we think that, oh, we have to have this. The love of, oh, the food, the flavors. We destroy our own bodies just for the love of food. How about our relationships with our parents and our relationships with each other? Relationships with brothers in Christ. And in our relationships, we break up our families. We don't unite. All these things just keep breaking and getting in the way of the Lord. And we try to reach out to the Lord. We try to get in the Word. But these things just get in our place. How about fashion? Sometimes we want to look so good. We want to fit into the world. And the world is saying, be this way. Look this way. It's cool. We look good. And clothes matter. And things matter. The way people look matter more than their insides. Do we look at the inside of the person? Or do these sins keep us from God and get in our way? And they don't stop. Our life just keeps going on and on. Over and over and over. We find that these sins are blocking our way. And then we find depression. And depression moves in slowly. Depression moves in and shows us that pain, the pain and blood and trying to find a way out. And we start cutting ourselves and we start hurting ourselves and maiming ourselves and we cannot find the way out. We are depressed and all these sins are keeping us from the Lord. But God pulls. He sees us. He sees us and he cries out for us. He wants to reach out to us and he tries reaching to us. But the sins are blocking us from God and not allowing us to get to the God our Father. And depression sets in more and says we're unworthy. We are unworthy. But the world lies to us. But God can break through this and have the ability to keep pulling on our hearts. And God then decides to stamp down his foot, and his foot comes down, and he frees us. And sin falls. And God walks through our sin, and he pulls, and he covers us. He covers us in righteousness. And he lifts us up. And through the blood of Christ, Jesus, he protects us. He is the one that covers our sin. He keeps us. He keeps us from our sins, our own sins that we create. And as he holds back, human and God are reunited. They're reunited in the Word. As they walk out of here, they are going to serve eternity together. And through eternity, have righteousness. And sin, they are going to be cast out. Jesus speaking. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you know my Father there as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. By knowing Jesus, you know the Lord. Ephesians 5:16. Therefore, do not be fooled, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do you know the Lord's will? Do not be drunk in wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Why is that so important, Pastor John? Because we're going to hear two things when we stand in front of Jesus. Good job, my faithful servant. And he's going to welcome us into his home. Or you will hear, I never knew you. Cast away from me. Which do you want to hear? Revelation 22:4. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I don't want these sins getting in the way. And they do happen to me. I apologize to you and to my family because my sins get in my way at times. I'm sometimes hard on my kids. And the Bible tells us not to be. But being in the Word and having Jesus helps break some of them things. My father was abusive. And there was many people that helped break that chain. But it was through the blood of Jesus Christ that stopped and didn't get passed on to my kids. Because Jesus is the one that changes us and frees us. So my question to you today is, how is your relationship with the Lord? Is it as good as you want it to be or could be? Probably not. But if you can identify with the sins that are getting in our way, and in fact, we talked about it as the youth group, could the TV be a problem? As Jim would refer to it, the devil's box. We spend more time in that TV than we do in the Word. But I couldn't figure out how to call it a sin. But any time we put something in front of God, it's a little g. And the little g is what keeps us from God, is our sins. So how do we cast them little g's out of our life? We identify with them and we find them. John Jr., my son, I one time spanked out of anger. And I got down on my knee after I did it. And I said, I'm sorry. And he said to me, don't worry, Dad, I deserved it. And I said, no, you did not. You did not deserve to be hit. You deserve to be punished because you were bad. But not to be hit. By confessing our sins, we can be freed of them. And then Jesus can help us. So identify your sins. What is the thing that's keeping you from God? And that by identifying it, the blood of Jesus can overcome it. So that's my sermon today. How is your relationship with God? And what sin is keeping you from having a deeper relationship? And then identify the sin and cast that sin out. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for the ability to study your Word. I'm hoping here that this service made a difference. It did in my life. And I look forward to the day, Lord, that we can serve you in heaven, where we will work, we will do things for you, Lord, but we are going to be in enjoyment with our brothers and sisters. And I pray for the fellowship after this, that we have nourishment together, and that we have a time of fellowship. I pray this in your name, Lord. Amen.